It's time for Act Locally Waco on the radio.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Brody Bashaw.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco. Remember, you can see the full calendar of events at actlocallywaco.org. Right now, we're going to highlight a few events coming up this week.
We start with celebrating the 50th anniversary of mankind's first visit to the moon.
There are all sorts of events you can take part in to commemorate this auspicious event.
Tomorrow morning from 11 until noon, Central Library on Austin is hosting a hands-on history event to celebrate the lunar landing. Kids from 6 to 11 are invited to try astronaut training exercises and make moon footprints and bring the historic event to life.
The Be the Astronaut exhibit is ongoing at the Mayborn Museum. This exhibit uses artifacts, touch screens, and a simulator pod to put visitors in the pilot seat of a spaceship. In addition to the exhibit, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the museum is offering all kinds of activities, including lectures by space experts and talks by scientists from Baylor and SpaceX, as well as plenty of out-of-this-world hands-on activities for the kids.
All of the special space stuff is included in the price of admission.
Then at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, the museum is hosting Party Like It's 1969.
It will be a 60s theme party featuring creative period-themed mocktails, appetizers, a live band playing Motown classics, and more. So tuck the kids into bed, put on your best 1969 costume, and head over to the museum. Tickets to the party are $35, and you can pay online at the Mayborn Museum website.
Also, at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, Waco Walks is hosting a moonwalk. We will walk about a mile and a half in Uptown Waco. To celebrate the moon landing anniversary, we have invited Stephen Moss to join us. Stephen is the co-author of We Could Not Fail, the First African Americans in the Space Program. He will walk along with us and share some fascinating historical background about the space program. We will meet up at 7 p.m. at the Community Bank and Trust Building at the corner of Washington and 18th Street.
If you would like to celebrate the moon landing with a beautiful view of the moon, consider joining the Central Texas Astronomical Society.
They are hosting an open house at the Meyer Observatory. You'll have a chance to take a look through their 24-inch telescope to see planets, galaxies, nebula, star clusters, the Milky Way, and, of course, the moon.
Yeah.
Admission is free. The open house will take place from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. tomorrow. Meyer Observatory is located just outside of Clifton. Visit the Central Texas Astronomical Society website for details and directions.
Finally, if you want to celebrate the first steps on the moon by getting in a good run, you're invited to the Howl at the Moon 5K benefiting the Humane Society of Central Texas. It's a nighttime run starting at 10 p.m. You can meet up at Indian Spring Park and run along the well-lighted river trail, cross the McLean Stadium footbridge, and turn around at the Mayborn Museum before heading back to the suspension bridge. Registration is $35.
In addition to all the moon landing celebrations, this is a terrific week for the arts in Waco. The Waco Civic Theater presents Matilda the Musical opening tonight. Based on an award-winning book by Roald Dahl, Matilda follows the story of girl genius Matilda Wormwood and her psychokinetic abilities.
The performance will take place at the Midway Performing Arts Center at 800 Hewitt Drive. Tickets are $20. Curtains up at 7:30. If you can't make it tonight, there are several shows available this weekend and next. Check out the Waco Civic Theater website for details.
I'm sure most of you have noticed some of the wonderful murals going up around town this summer. Tonight, you're invited to meet one of the visiting artists who's in town helping with some of those terrific projects. The Kieran Sistrunk Fine Art Gallery invites you to an intimate evening with visiting celebrity artist Richard C. Thomas from New Orleans. Richard's works are on display and available for purchase during the month of July at the gallery. The event tonight is an opportunity for collectors and art enthusiasts to meet Richard and discuss his methods, techniques, and inspirations.
The event will take place from 6 until 8 p.m. Admission is free, and the gallery is located at 2120 Washington Avenue.
And speaking of murals, Saturday morning, you are invited to join the Waco ISD Art Apprenticeship team to work on one of the new murals. It's Community Paint Day at the mural that is going up at the Brotherwell Brewing Building. No experience necessary. Just come out and make your mark and support public art in Waco.
Community Paint Day will take place tomorrow morning from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. at the Brotherwell Brewing Building at 400 East Bridge Street.
On Sunday afternoon, you're invited to a reception celebrating the work of local artist Chesley Smith. Born in Central Texas in 1945, Chesley Smith is a lifelong artist. During his 20-year tenure as an art professor at Paulquin College, Chesley traveled extensively, exhibiting his work both nationally and internationally. The reception will take place in the White House Center at the Carlene Bright Arboretum. Stop by between 1:30 and 3 p.m. on Sunday to visit with the artist and view a collection of his abstract paintings.
On Thursday, the Art Center of Waco invites you to an artist talk featuring Morgan Eyring.
Morgan is an emerging sculptor here in Waco. Originally from Ohio, she moved to Waco and immersed herself in the local art and maker scene, soon getting a job with a metal shop and a small furniture fabricator. She will talk about her art school experience and the big shift in her work from paintings that were very three-dimensional to actual sculpture, and how her work at the furniture company has shown her the importance of functionality in art. The talk is free and will take place Thursday evening at 6 p.m. at Milo All Day on Franklin Avenue.
Ashley, I hope you have a great week. Thank you for bringing in all this great information to share with us. We hope everybody gets out and gets involved.
Thanks for having me, Brody. I look forward to a great week here in Waco.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
I love celebrating the anniversary of the moonwalk. I just remember that so clearly. I remember that happening when I was a kid. And it's just such a hopeful thing to me. I'm glad to celebrate it.